Hello, and welcome to Blood, Sweat, and Careers, the podcast where we discuss multi-hyphenates, dig deep into hustle culture, and find hobbies to fill the time until we launch the second half of our first season of Blood, Sweat, and Careers. We're your hosts, Catherine, Mallory, and Austin.
Hello, hello.
We're all back together.
Welcome back, guys. I'm Austin Mark, tonsillectomy survivor and criminal mastermind.
And I'm Mallory Kaufman, noodle addict and dishwasher. And they kind of go hand in hand, I suppose.
And I'm Catherine, the hack carpenter and very underpaid interior designer.
Well, it's good to be back again. For our listeners who don't know, while you've been blissfully listening to episodes, Catherine and I have been away, and I'd like to be the first to welcome Catherine back, because if you've been...
No, me. I'm the first.
Welcome, everybody, but... If you've been missing Catherine's collegiate tone and vocal fry, you're not alone. We're very happy to have you back with us. Catherine and I have been busy living our lives.
Who does that?
Right?
I haven't been, so I'm curious.
Somebody's got to.
How has moving to New York been, Catherine?
For as much as I love this word, but it has definitely been a journey. But I am settled, really happy to have made it as seamless as possible.
I like the question mark.
Yeah, it is. Yes. Thank you for asking. It has been very interesting. And I think the past week plus has been just me building all of the last minute furniture that I have sent to my abode. So that has been also, I'm like, you know, just like getting the willpower back up. I'm like, okay, we can do it. We can build this desk. We can build one more thing of boxes. We can build, and now we can all tear it down and take it to the basement.
I mean, you weren't busy, so it sounds like you had needed to fill your time with some, you know, carpentry, as you put it. I like that.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine, honestly, the last time I built an IKEA shelf, it's in a bedroom here and it tilts in a way that's like always scary when I walk by. I'm like, no, that can't be good.
I think that's why they have those warnings with like, yeah, you have to secure this to the wall so that children don't climb on it.
I mean, we had an earthquake here, which I didn't know happened. I'd left California. I was like, oh shit, that should be anchored to the wall, just right? Like they suggest.
Turns out they have earthquakes in Utah too, so I'm not any safer than you.
Since when? Is this like a new thing? Like,
apparently not. There was an earthquake last spring here, like a big one, and it did some serious damage to a couple of buildings downtown. And ooh, I'm definitely like within that radius. There's an earthquake fault that runs right through Salt Lake.
Wow. Yeah. I have a more like ominous perspective that's rooted in fully no science. Is just the like fracking outside of Colorado is like causing these earthquakes, because yeah, the one we felt was like really bizarre, and it was one of those things I don't think I would have known what it was had I not lived in Southern California and experienced so many like subtle rumbles. Mm-hmm. But wild times. Anyway, we need to return to the purpose at hand, which is welcoming Catherine back and hearing more about your carpentry skills.
Well, we also have to give props. Austin is back very quickly after getting some pretty massive surgery to his throat, of all things. So
yeah. If you are noticing any slight differences in my voice, it's because I'm missing many parts of my throat. I had a tonsillectomy, I had my uvula removed, and part of my soft palate removed, which is not comfortable, I'll say, for sure. There's a reason that they don't recommend that adults get these surgeries.
Wait, so what's a soft palate?
So that surgery is called a UPPP, and it's like, I have a medically petite throat hole.
I would have never guessed.
Yeah, who knew? Trigger warning, by the way, I may give some specific details about surgery, and if you are grossed out by that, then you may want to skip ahead. But basically the arch in the back of your throat where your uvula, the little hangy ball hangs at the top of that arch. That arch is created by two flaps of soft palate. And for some people, the arch is smaller and it creates a smaller airway. And so I literally did not know my entire life that I was breathing less or of a poorer quality than is ideal. And now that I have had all of that removed, I feel like I have superhuman breathing abilities. It's
run a marathon just like you wanted.
Doubtful. I don't know that those two things are related, but I am feeling significantly better. The recovery from these surgeries was truly a nightmare, like the most pain I have ever been in. But after 2 weeks of bed rest and lots of narcotics, I sailed my way through that, and now my voice is slowly returning. I think I'm probably at about 95% of what I'll sound like forever. So if it's massively different, I hope it's an improvement.
Get used to it, folks.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. Well, any other excitement? Any other New York stories? Mallory, are you still living your life?
Yeah, my life is completely the same. So yeah, no excitement over here other than the excitement I can stream or binge or press play on, I suppose.
That's fine.
But yeah, I'm just so happy to have you guys back.
Catherine, do you feel like you're living like the full New York experience? Like, do you have shoes in your oven? Do you have an oven?
I do have an oven, though I highly considered taking an apartment where they traded the oven for a washer and dryer. And I was like, total upgrade. I'll get a toaster oven.
Right.
I mean, priorities.
Yeah.
Who needs to bake if you have laundry in your room?
Exactly. You can
get takeout from every corner. It's so delicious. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's still a pandemic here too. So
what?
New York experience. I know. Hashtag breaking news. but yes. I asked me in another week.
Fair
but
enough.
You know, slowly but surely started classes again and hitting everything running full sprint.
Yeah. But you're not busy, as we already mentioned. So I'm glad you picked up the skill of carpentry.
Yeah.
Jeez. I know. I feel like the combination between you and Austin moving away and across the country and then like searching for a home, like you just kind of hit the trifecta of things, plus having to hold down your real life. Like just looking for a place is always stressful. Better yet, when you're like under the gun, of, so to speak.
Yeah. I mean, what is real life anymore? It all feels... Every day I'm like, whoa, where am I?
Yeah, don't ask me. My life's Boston. I'm here. It snows. It's sunny. Who knows? I'm inside. Yeah. I'm outside. I don't know.
Well, I'm glad that we are all back and all settled and or settling anyway.
Yay.
And that brings us to the reason for this week's sort of episode. I mean, we're here, but... We're not really talking about multi-hyphenates, and we're not
we're talking about so many multi-hyphenates.
Right. We are the multi-hyphenates that we're talking about, but this is
and the ones to come.
A little episode teaser to let you know that we are taking this week off from a full episode to sort of regroup, get ourselves back together, maintain our health and sanity, and get ready for the second half of season one of Blood, Sweat, and Careers. So instead of doing an interview this week or covering one of our single topics, we just wanted to let you know what is to come. We have some really awesome episodes that we have planned for you guys, and we just wanted to kind of tease what we have coming out in the next couple of months. So, yeah.
We haven't done in a while an all host episode. So we have a couple of those teed up for you guys. One will be an episode focused on losing your job, from being fired to furloughed to laid off to quitting. We'll share some personal stories and kind of dig into the definitions behind these ways of departing a job, and also some of the pieces of culture that might surround that, whatever you're allowed to keep, be it healthcare, your sanity, friendship, the whole thing.
I've been fired from, let go from, quit all of my jobs. So yeah, we have plenty to say on that topic and sort of the psychology behind the different ways of leaving a job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we have one on survival gigs, where we're going to be looking at jobs that you take where they're kind of meant to ensure your stability financially, most likely, just really kind of digging into that space and seeing, you know, what we can reveal there.
Sweet. Yeah, we're excited to come back with a couple of our patented host-only episodes where we don't get the expertise of our interviewees, but I'm excited to work on all of those. Yeah. We also have some really exciting interviews coming up.
And I think one thing that's kind of going to be new and exciting, so we've been obviously talking to a lot of multi-hyphenates and digging into the journeys that their careers have been on. But we have a couple of episodes coming up where we are actually going to speak with people that have an expertise, but their expertise parlays really nicely into the multi-hyphenate conversation. So the first one is with Jen Ewan, and she is going to speak to us kind of about the almighty dollar and how we can better understand the money, energy, time equation. She's multi-hyphenate herself, but also going to offer her expertise in the financial space.
Yeah, we're also going to have a friend of mine who took a called the Cosmic Boss coaching course over the last year, and she's made a pivot this year as the founder of No Way I Life. It's transformational coaching for change seekers and really focuses on the individual and collective freedom that can come from that, whether it's decolonization or indigenous voices. And I think she'll be a great guest to just dig in more of what it means to be part of a diverse modern workplace.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a really cool episode. We're also going to be talking to Jeff Frost, who is an artist, a photojournalist, and a climate change activist. He has done work with basically photographing the California wildfires from inside of the fires, which is amazing and terrifying. He also did a lot of visual effects for U2's last tour. And we're going to talk to him about finding great commercial success and being kind of at the top of your game artistically and the financial struggles that fall in between those times of feeling like you're doing amazing at your art and getting all the jobs and then kind of having to ask for odd jobs in between or trying to figure out where you're going to couch surf, because being an artist and oftentimes a journalist is not a 365 type of job.
I'm just really excited for all of these, and we'll have even more than what we've mentioned, but that gives everyone a little taste of what's to come. So
yeah, there's a
stay subscribing, people.
Yes, please. We want to especially thank all of our new listeners.
Yes, thank you.
We have quite a few new people listening. We see you. We had a fun little viral moment and picked up a few thousand new people, which is very exciting and very humbling. And we are happy to have all of your ears on us. So please keep tuning back in.
Thank you.
Yeah. And if you are just joining us on this episode, then I'm sorry, but also not an episode, but this would be a great time to go back and listen to some of our classic first 12 episodes. Mallory, do you have like a favorite episode that you always recommend to people?
So I love all of our interview episodes, but I think one of my favorite episodes was the imposter syndrome episode that we did as the three of us. I just thought it was a fun conversation, a fun way to get to know each of us. It may be through a lens of something that you've experienced. So I like offering that up as the first one. If you haven't listened to anything and want to get into like who we are, what we're about, then from there, jump into all. Yeah, from
Yeah, that is.
Get it.
I love Are You an Imposter, which is our fourth episode. That is a great place to start with us. That's sort of when we get our sea legs of podcasting. There are some improvements in the audio quality on episode 4. And I love that one too. It's just a great place to jump in because it really lets you get to know us and where we're coming from. What about you, Catherine? What's your favorite episode?
Well, I can't choose. It'd be like choosing a favorite child. So I will say... Yeah. No, we've had a lot of fun. And obviously I'm very partial to our episode with Lauren Ford. Mm-hmm. I think it's very of the moment, even though what we talk about of her, like changing careers and having to find what we've talked about before, like survival jobs. I think a lot of people will be able to relate to that.
Yeah. But I like what you said. They're all our children. We love them equally.
Our little babies.
And we do try to title them with, you know, some description of what the person is and what their multi-hyphenate is. So definitely scroll and see. We've talked to teachers. We've talked to hospitality experts, candle makers, dollhouse creators. It's been a fun ride. And as you all have heard, we have lots more ahead.
Most definitely. Yeah. I think my... kind of personal special favorite of the moment is episode 9, which is, it's called Model Behavior with Degrassi's Christina Schmidt. Christina is a friend of mine and a former actress on Canada's longest running teen drama. And it's just really fun to talk to her about life on set and after set and her life now as a mom and a model and an influencer. And she's just an absolute delight. And I was really, really excited to have her come on. So yeah, if you haven't listened, now's a great time to jump back and hear what my voice used to sound like when I had tonsils.
I was going to say, he used to sound like this. Wow.
I was really hoping that I would come out of surgery with like a really great radio voice. But
there's lots of good Easter eggs. I mean, the amount of times Mallory says that resonates with me. Take a shot.
Yeah.
Make sure you're not driving anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's 11 mentions of Paris Hilton in the first 3 episodes. So, mm-hmm. Well, it has been a delight to be back with both of you and all of you. So thank you guys so much for listening. Please, please, please follow us on whatever platforms you are getting your podcasts on. You can also follow us on Instagram at Blood Sweat Careers and send any of your thoughts or ideas for episodes or guests to bloodsweatcareerspod@gmail.com. And we look forward to seeing you guys soon.
We'll be in your ear soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye.